This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Under mounting pressure to take action against the spread of the coronavirus, U.S. President Donald Trump Wednesday suspended travel from Europe to the United States, except for the U.K., for 30 days starting Friday evening. Ryan Brooks reports.
Tonight, I want to speak with you about...
The White House had to roll back key details in a speech made by U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday, where he announced a travel ban on Europe to the U.S. in response to the coronavirus. In a rare Oval Office speech, Trump said all travel would be banned and all trade and cargo. After triggering confusion, the president was forced to clarify his statement in a tweet moments later that, quote, trade will in no way be affected and that the restriction stops people, not goods. It's also not a complete travel ban. The sweeping measures do restrict the movement of people from 26 European countries, but does not apply to U.S. permanent residents. In his speech, Trump also pulled no punches in pointing the finger at Europe, saying they were partly to blame for the spread of the virus in the U.S.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Major sporting events are affected by this as well.
The NBA has suspended its season until further notice after calling off Wednesday night's Thunder Jazz game just before tip-off. A person with knowledge of the situation has told the Associated Press that Jazz All-Star center Rudy Gobert tested positive for the coronavirus. The NBA says the test result was reported shortly before the start of the game, and players were told to return to their locker rooms. About 30 minutes later, fans were told the game had been postponed due to unforeseen circumstances. I'm Denny Kopp.
Also, actor Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson have announced that they tested positive for the virus while filming a movie in Australia. The virus has infected more than 126,000 people and killed more than 4,600 worldwide. This is VOA News. The Dow tumbles into a bear market as coronavirus fears intensify. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Another rocky day on Wall Street pulled the Dow Jones Industrial Average into a bear market. With a loss of more than 1,400 points Wednesday, the Dow is now 20% below its record high set last month. Wednesday was the index's second largest point drop, trailing only Monday's plunge of 2,013 points. The broader S&P 500 index is close behind, with Wednesday's loss of 140 points, leaving the S&P just 1 point away from its own bear market. The fall is on coronavirus outbreak worries and the impact to the worldwide economy. I'm Mike Rossia.
Despite some disappointing primary results Tuesday, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders says he is not going anywhere, at least for now. AP correspondent Jennifer King with details.
The Vermont senator says he's still in the race. At a news conference in Burlington, Vermont, Bernie Sanders acknowledged his deficit in the Democratic race.
Last night, obviously, was not a good night for our campaign.
But he says he's pressing ahead and is looking forward to debating Joe Biden this weekend. He struck a defiant tone, claiming to be winning the ideological debate and noting that he's getting a higher percentage of younger voters.
The younger generations of this country continue in very strong numbers to support our campaign.
Sanders has indeed been widely favored over Biden by voters under 30, but he hasn't delivered on a strategy of getting them to the polls in greater numbers. I'm Jennifer King.
Two Americans and a coalition service member are dead, and a dozen more people have been wounded after a barrage of rockets slammed into a military base north of Baghdad. According to U.S. and Iraqi officials, the attack was carried out by militants operating a modified truck to launch rockets at Camp Taji. A U.S. official told VOA the truck managed to fire about 30 rockets, 18 of which hit the base. U.S. Central Command spokesman Captain Bill Urban confirmed to VOA that two U.S. service members, along with another member of the U.S.-led coalition, were killed. Media reports said the third service member was from Britain. The Taliban Wednesday rejected an Afghan government order that allows for the conditional release of thousands of insurgent prisoners, calling Kabul's move a violation of the accord the Taliban recently signed with the United States. The insurgent group is also bound to free from its custody 1,000 detainees, mostly Afghan security forces, according to the deal. Hours earlier, President Ashraf Ghani ordered a phased release of imprisoned Taliban fighters starting Saturday. The decree called for freeing a batch of 1,500 Taliban prisoners. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.